If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment. We're in the book of Acts, and Dave, we're coming right to Acts 17, which, you know, maybe within the next week or so, or we'll get to our theme verse for the ministry, Acts 17, 10 and 11. I like to add 10 because that has the term Berea.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me start by reading Acts chapter 17, verse 1. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Well, first of all, Dave, I thought Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. Well, what's he doing going into a synagogue? And this was his manner. Why would he do that?
The gospel is to the Jew first, then to the Greek. Mm-hmm. As Paul himself said in Romans 1, verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So mm-hmm. he was really obligated to take the message to the synagogue. Now, today you wouldn't likely be welcomed in a synagogue, but in those days, Paul is traveling from a long distance, and he's a Jew, and here he is, a visitor. And so, do you have anything to say, brethren? Well, say on. Speak it out. So he had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, when he got started, he probably didn't stop and didn't let them interrupt.
And David says he reasoned with them out of the Scriptures.
Right.
I mean, what's going on here? They didn't have the New Testament.
Of course. Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul says, this is the gospel that I preached unto you, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So he preached the gospel from the Old Testament. And Tom, I believe we should do the same,
mm-hmm.
because there are hundreds of prophecies telling us how we would know who the Messiah was when he came. How else can you do it? I think that we need to give our young people, especially, and older ones as well, a solid foundation. Give me a reason why you believe what you believe. Why is Jesus the Christ? So, Paul, it says this was his modus operandi. This is how he preached the gospel. He reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. And he said, look what your prophets. These are Hebrew prophets.
Mm-hmm.
How about Isaiah? For unto us a child is born. Well, that's the babe born in Bethlehem. Unto us a son is given. Oh, that must be the... Wait a minute. Does it say that God has a son? Well, it does. Psalm 2. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way. Thou art my son, Psalm 2 says. Now, how about Proverbs 30? Augur, the prophet, is being quoted by Solomon. And he says, who created this universe? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you can tell? How about that? Whoa, the creator of the universe has a son. Well, what do you know? And then if you went to Daniel, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown in this furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar is shocked. He says, didn't we throw three men in there? There's four of them in there walking around. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Okay. And when you get a little further into Isaiah 9:6, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor. Good reason. We go to Jesus for counsel,
right. Not
to some psychological counselor. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Wait a minute. This babe born in Bethlehem is the Mighty God? It's what the Hebrew prophet said. And then it gets even more amazing. The Everlasting Father. So when Jesus, born of the Virgin, as the Scriptures foretold, when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, that's John 10, around verse 30, 32, whatever, the Jews took up stones to stone him. And he said, well, I've done a lot of good deeds. For which of these good deeds do you stone me? They said, for a good deed we stone thee not, but because thou, being a man, makest thyself out to be God. Ooh, it's a crime for the Messiah to say that he's God? Come on. That's what the Scriptures said, their own Scriptures. So Jesus was not coming up with something new. So that's what Paul is presenting to them. He's opening, and then verse 3, opening and alleging, arguing, that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ.
The Messiah.
Yeah. Well, it's all right there, guys, in your own Scriptures. How can you deny it? Well, Tom, they couldn't believe that the Messiah was God. Remember, they asked Jesus some tough questions. The rabbis did.
Mm-hmm.
And he confounded them with his answers, like, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar? Well, show me a coin, he says. Well, whose image is that on there? Oh, that's Caesar's image. Well, you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. And that's a good watchword for today.
Dave, can I interject this?
Yeah.
I was just in Switzerland, and I went to a place called, in the Latin, Aventicum, which was a Roman. It was a place where the Romans, who controlled all of Switzerland, had a city. And going through the museum, I got chills, really, because they had coins mm-hmm. from this place. They had a gold coin, but then they also had a silver coin, which was a denarius, equivalent mm-hmm. to a denarius.
Right.
And there was an image so clear mm-hmm. of Caesar Augustus.
Right.
I mean, it's not that I wouldn't believe anyway, but it was so mm-hmm. exciting to see this coin with
right.
the image of Caesar Augustus. It had, you know, it was the one that Jesus was referring to.
Right, exactly, because the Bible is historic.
Right.
This is not some myth made up, okay? So Jesus was really the first one, you could say, who prescribed the separation of church and state. You give to God the things that are God's, and you give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and mm-hmm. don't mix it up. But Islam does the opposite. Islam establishes a caliphate. They want to do that all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a religious rule. There's no separation between church and state in Islam. So,
well, Dave, not only that. I just came from Austria, Germany, and Switzerland, and I had to explain in the talks that I gave, when I was referring to the church, it's not the state church. That's what they think of over there. And that was the demise of Christianity
in
many ways for all of Europe.
Did you get to the synagogue in Vienna?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Saw the guards there?
The guards weren't there only because now they have the guards on the Sabbath when the Jews are present. So,
okay.
I mean, there was one guy off to the side, but he tried to keep out of the way.
He would be an Israeli.
Yeah.
But when I was there, a couple of years ago, they had them 24 hours a day. I mean, these are guys with flak jackets and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they feel the threat has diminished a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Tom, back to our passage here.
Well, Dave, let me go back over verse 3. Opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ.
Well, Tom, you can understand that it was pretty hard for the Jews to believe. Look, we nailed this guy to a cross. They took him down and laid him in a tomb. Now, you know, the disciples said that it was empty. And of course, the Roman guards knew that, too, but they were bribed not to say so. How could some guy that comes to this earth, and he's rejected, despised, and he's crucified, He couldn't be the Messiah. So Paul is dealing with that very thing. He says, look, he had to suffer these things. He wasn't the Messiah if he didn't get crucified, because the prophets foretold he would be crucified. Even the verse that I quoted just a little while ago, where all Israel gets saved, you know, we were talking about the rapture. It says, this is Zechariah 12, verse 10. They will look on me whom they have pierced. Wait a minute. God is speaking. When did God get pierced? And they will mourn because of him. Jesus said, I and my Father one. Anyway, all through the Old Testament said, he's going to be despised and rejected of men, Isaiah 53. He's going to suffer for our sins. He's going to die and rise from the dead. And then they say, oh, we couldn't believe in a Messiah who got crucified. Well, that's what Paul is dealing with. That this Jesus that I preach unto you, he must be the Messiah, because he suffered the very things that the prophets foretold the Messiah would go through, and that you thought would be impossible for a Messiah. And I believe that this is the way we ought to preach the gospel today, as Paul did, from the Old Testament scriptures. And it all agrees with the New Testament. But that's the foundation in these prophecies that cannot be denied.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 4706. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And now, if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcasts at our website. If you receive television programming from Sky Angel, you'll be able to view our video, In Defense of Israel, with former Israeli General Shimon Iram on November 25th, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. We invite you to tune in. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, When Will Jesus Come? And Are You Waiting, Watching, and Looking? In Religion in the News, Are You a Mentally Ill Conservative? We'll take a look at that story and address the question, Can Christians Be Reincarnated? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily Radio Ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.